Let's listen to a little. Let's just start with that. Are you going to get to do this? We're going to do this. We're just going to start with that. So let's start with that. Players are running into the line. Everybody's getting in a row. Here we go. Line is 10. Win by 10. Ugly at times. Trailing at half. Opponent you should destroy. Pulled it out. That's mainly the game. You know, first half, they punt, we punt. They get a touchdown, we get a field goal. Again, throw all the should out for a moment. Like, oh, we should. We're a Big Ten school. Okay, it's first year. Just put should to the side for the moment. How the game went. You know, a little too close. Exert our dominance in the second half. Make the plays. Spin the game. Pull away. We can get... That's the takeaway here, right? That's what this game was. It was maybe a little frustrating this first half, obviously. But second half, did what you need to do. Chase Brown, what do you have, 250 yards? I mean, I don't have the stats with me because it came down to the stands. And it fulfilled my soul. Fulfilled my soul? Is that really even a... It filled my soul? Good Lord. Let me just try to put this into... I need to get this into the right words. First off, I've complained about it before. Like, last year in COVID changed press boxes forever. They're now game watches. I couldn't get my noise-canceling AirPods high enough with enough noise-canceling to drown out all the, like, complaining of, oh, he was wide open. Oh, what is he doing? Like, it's, like, I go to the press box to get away from that stuff, and now it's come to me. So I left the press box at halftime. I cannot do it. That stuff is poison for my brain. I can't do it. And I came down to the stands. Two of our boys are here. They had tickets in the balcony. And so I just came down to the stand, watched the second half in the stands. Got off Twitter. I think I tweeted maybe twice in the second half. I got off Slack. I got away from any comment. I got away from anything. And I just watched the game. And I look. I need to say this right. All the people, like, you probably saw shots of the crowd today. Like, one of the most sparse crowds. Rain in the forecast. You know, just one of the more sparse crowds in a long time. We're playing Charlotte. It's homecoming next week. Everybody saw 60% chance of rain and said, I'm not going to that game. Like, we'll just go next week. And we're Illinois football, and ticket sales are the lowest, and season ticket sales are probably the lowest in 25 years, and blah, 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 blah. It's a sparse crowd. But this crowd fills my soul. Like, I gotta say this right. Like, I'm, like, my mind is like, you have to say this correctly. The sparseness of this crowd... I don't know. There were so many people here today. I don't even know how to say that. There were so many. I'm just sitting here, okay? I come down, thanks to George. George on our Slack channel said, hey, I got four extras. I can't be at this game. I said, hey, I would love them because my son and his girlfriend and my other son and his wife are coming, and haven't gotten them tickets yet. So I took advantage of that. And then they're right underneath the press box in the West Balk where I can come down and join them. And I came down and joined them, and I'm just... I don't know if I can say this correctly. The bludgeoning in my mentions, the just anger and hate and just everything's wrong, everything, like, just, again, I've said to people before, there's no way to really describe my experience other than just think if you had 11,000 Twitter followers, you're a fan, and people want to tweet you stuff to vent. I've gotten to points where I just have to stop reading, and I've gotten to points where I still want to interact with fans, and it's still a struggle for me, and I still try and figure out what's right. But you just have to understand, in a moment like this, just think if you were getting dozens of just, I'm angry and I'm going to let you know. And, you know, I tweet about Casey Washington and that fight for that first down, which is the moment of the game. That the entire game spun on him fighting for that first down. And I tweet about that, and somebody's like, of course their defender was right there. He's never open. He doesn't know how to get open. Like, that's what I mean by bludgeoning. Even a good play like that, even the play that won the game, that flipped the game, is just beat to death with anger. I'm angry, and I'm going to, you know. And so that's my experience out of the press box. Like, I mean, like media, who 2 years ago, everybody was quiet, and now it's just a, like, oh, why do you do that? Well, why do you do that? Oh, what? It's just so, I don't understand what's happening. Like, I'm totally confused. So I shut my computer, put it in my bag. I walk down four flights of stairs from the press box down to the East Balk. I found my son, plenty of seats around him, as you saw from the crowd. And I just sat and I watched a football game with my friends. Like, I love every one of you that was here in this section. You're apart from that. Remember the Penn State game? It was the Penn State game in 2014. And I think the number came out that there was like 13,900 through the gates. Like, the ticket sales that day were like 35 or whatever. But it was kind of over and this and that. And I said after and wrote after, and I've referenced that game so much, that that's kind of the core of the fan base. That's the you can't make me leave. That's the, you know what, just this is my thing and I like doing it and I'm going to go on Saturday. That's who was here today. That vibe fills my soul. I cannot emphasize this enough. I just kept looking left and right and like, do you know how many people are here? Like, this ridiculous program, 5 winning seasons in 26 years, 1-4 start, just lost in heartbreaking fashion to Maryland, lost in heartbreaking fashion to Purdue. Why are you people here? That was my reaction. Like, there are so many people here. So I just start looking at families and, like, you know, taking the kids and people cheering. And when Chase Brown goes 80 yards, like, high-fiving and, like, really enjoying a line of football. Because we don't get many wins, right? Like, we all hope it goes somewhere, but we don't get this much. So I could not have had a better hour and a half down here. Like, I mean it. I love you people so much. I love that you come to these games and won't give up and just can't not come. Even with rain in the forecast against Charlotte and we're losing at halftime, you're here. You don't storm out. It just fills me. Because, I've said it 100 times, college sports are different. I understand the anger. I understand the why did he do that. I understand yelling at the QB when it's the NFL. You're getting paid millions. I don't understand it when it's college football. I understand frustration. I vent. I questioned the play call last week. I don't mind any of that. The bludgeoning, I can't take it. It is poison for my brain. I remember writing about this like at Rutgers last year. of where I had to just shut my computer and turn Twitter off. Like, and I just got to this point. I was like, at some point, am I just going to have to not interact with people during games? Is it just going to get to that point? Because, again, it is just a hammer that is just never stops. Just bludgeoning and bludgeoning and bludgeoning. And so this last hour and a half meant so much to me. Like, to the few of you who came up to say hello, thank you. Like, that means a lot to me. You know, to the people who just stick it out and stick around for this stupid, crazy team that I cannot quit. I love you. It is, like, it feels so good to know we're all in this together. You know, it is not easy being a massive Illinois football fan. It's never going to be easy, probably. We're never going to have that Wisconsin experience. We're never going to have even, I don't know, Minnesota. Are we worse than that now, probably? Like, it's going to be rough on us for life. And we still made this choice, and we stuck it out. And friends of ours kind of give us that, you know, you get the text of like, hey, man, rough game. Wish there were words I could. Yeah, I don't really know why you still do this, but I don't know how to say that. You know, we all go through that, and we all face it, and we all deal with it. And then, you know, we get a nice little afternoon where it's supposed to rain and a little blue sky and the sun peeks out and Casey Washington fights for a first down and Kirby Joseph bats down a pass and we turn an entire game around and we win and we get a little momentum and we stop the losing streak and we have some fun. Does that mean something? Of course not. But this is fun. This is what I do. This is my thing, man. I enjoy this. And I was really, really, really struggling in the press box. And somebody just gave me my favorite comfort food and gave me a warm blanket and set me up here in the stands. So, point of this entire From the Stands is I love you people. Go Illini.